We may struggle to forgive ourselves the very most. Just what do we do when the one we need to give grace to is us? Finding a way to forgive ourselves is tricky, and it may be the most destructive to our hearts if we let it fester for long. I appreciate that God included stories in the Bible about people who royally messed up and struggled to forgive themselves for falling short of their own standards or the standards others set for them. It helps me find grace for being terribly imperfect, for failing despite my best efforts. And it gives me courage to stop beating myself up for letting others down. You know what else? It gives me permission to be myself. Because while God created me and delights in who I am, living the perfect life was never part of the plan. Neither was it for you. Let's look at some characters from the Bible who needed to forgive themselves. These pillars of the faith struggled too, and pay close attention to God's response to their mistakes. Notice how their missteps didn't change how God saw them or disqualify them from their divinely appointed purpose. He was quick to forgive them. And let's also note that they didn't allow their blunders to become their identity, at least not for long. I especially love that part. Rather than allow mistakes to define their true selves, they allowed their true selves to be defined by God. That takes courage and an encounter with the healer. In other words, they found the grit and grace to pursue an authentic life, a life lived as the person God intended them to be, instead of letting their failures and shortcomings take them out of the game altogether. Maybe knowing God forgave them was vital, but maybe finding the grace to forgive themselves was just as important. Paul, previously Saul. If you remember, before he became the amazing Paul, Paul was the treacherous Saul. His goal was to destroy Christianity. He was on a mission to eradicate Christians once and for all, and he stopped at nothing to do it. He made these God-fearing men and women live in fear of his wrath, destroyed their churches, imprisoned them, and even murdered them. Yep, Saul was a first-class oppressor. This Jewish man was a crusader of hate until he had a life-changing encounter with Jesus. In Acts 9, we learn that Saul had just gone to the high priest asking for authorization to purge all the synagogues in Damascus of Jesus' followers. His hatred burned towards these people, and that loathing ignited his wrath. Once his request was granted, he set out on a journey. Suddenly, he saw a flash of light and fell to the ground. Right there on the road to Damascus, a divine conversation took place. Here is the exchange in verses 4-6, voice. The Lord, "Saul, Saul, why are you attacking me?" Saul, "Lord, who are you?" The Lord, "I am Jesus. I am the one you are attacking. Get up, enter the city. You will learn there what you are to do." Back up the bus. Did you notice the instant forgiveness for Saul, soon to be Paul? He was on his way to literally empty the temple and bring the Jesus followers back to Jerusalem. And knowing his hatred for these people, we also know the process wouldn't be a civil one. But there was a divine plan for Saul, and his unthinkable acts were completely forgiven by God in that moment. He knew Saul was not living his authentic self, but instead was being manipulated by evil. He wasn't walking out the divine purpose for his life. He wasn't supposed to be a Christian.